field line subdiffusion and cosmic ray perpendicular transport in isotropic turbulence, by Marco Coulin et al. The transport of high-energy particles in the presence of small-scale, turbulent magnetic fields is a long-standing issue in astrophysics. Analytical theories disagree with numerical simulations at rigidities where the particles' gyroradii are slightly smaller than the correlation length of turbulence. At the same time, extending the numerical simulations to lower rigidities has proven computationally prohibitive. In this letter, we provide a solution to the problem of perpendicular transport in isotropic turbulence at both high and low rigidities. We also clarify the relation between the perpendicular diffusion of particles and the transport of magnetic field lines. To this end, we have run a large suite of test particle simulations at unprecedentedly low rigidites, making extensive use of graphical processing units, GPUs. We have also developed an analytical model, based on, 1, initial particle transport along field lines, 2, the transport of field lines and, 3, the eventual decorrelation of particles from field lines. Our numerical results exhibit a non-standard rigidity dependence for the perpendicular diffusion coefficient at intermediate rigidites. At the lowest rigidities, the standard rigidity dependence is recovered. The simulated diffusion coefficients are nicely reproduced by our analytical model. We have traced the non-standard rigidity dependence to a subdiffusive phase in the field line transport. Our study has important implications for the transport of galactic cosmic rays, acceleration at perpendicular shocks and for high-energy particles in the heliosphere. This was Field Line Subdiffusion and Cosmic Ray Perpendicular Transport in Isotropic Turbulence, by Marco Coulin et al.